It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Mattis-Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2095, recorded Thursday, June 4th, 2026. I'm bowled over. This episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has a new fan with a cold compress feature, a wearable Bluetooth speaker, another what the heck is it, I have a brand new Patreon theme, and we hear from Mo. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now!
And here he is, the gadget cattleman, Dick DiBartolo, the gadget wrangler. I say that because
rustling. Were you rustling up dinner, or what? What's with the hat?
So, yeah, my hair is getting long. I wanted to wear a hat today. I was trying to decide which hat to wear. And I landed on this one because, hey, well, I'm from Texas, from Austin, born and raised, love the hat. It's a Stetson, one of my favorite hats. But tonight, we're getting a new Taylor Swift song, and it'll be her first country song in forever. So last week, it was announced that she's going to be part of Toy Story 5. And going to make a song for the movie. And
oh my gosh.
That song is coming out tonight at midnight. So and so it's all around Jessie, apparently. And that's the rumors, is that it's you know, the cowgirl doll or toy. So it's a bit about her story. And so anyway, I'm excited about it. That's one of the reasons I chose the cowboy hat. Was kind of...
Well, you really threw yourself into this.
Yeah. So in honor of Jessie and the new country song that's coming up, I thought it'd be fun to wear my awesome cowboy hat that
wow.
I rarely get to put on. I mean, there's the chances are pretty rare to walk around with a cowboy hat.
And a Stetson, no less. Yeah,
I absolutely love this hat. It is incredible. Just and there, I think there's a... It's encrusted with rubies, okay?
Diggity.
Yes, I'm telling you. Clasp right there has some rubies on it, right there, and then two right there. Yeah.
Cow.
Gorgeous, gorgeous Stetson.
Wow.
Absolutely love it. Yeah. Yeah, and that's my cowboy hat.
And it holds, and you have 10 gallons of hair.
Exactly.
So it just fits.
And you got to stick it in there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's stained, by the way. The inside of the hat is stained from when I would dye my hair, which is it's pretty funny. Oh. There's some red stains, and I think I wore it while I had purple hair at one point, so there's just purple stains in there.
Oh, I don't remember your purple period at all.
Yeah, it was for like a charity thing or like a yeah,
okay.
It was like for a goal. I did it temporarily. Man, we all have a lot to talk about because you went on an adventure that I want to hear about.
Dennis and I went to the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum for an exhibit called The Art of Noise.
Ooh.
And it was an exhibit of every kind of gadget that makes noise. Now, I shot a lot of video, which I'll put together, and I'll next week's gadget warehouse. But this is some of the inside of the museum, which turns out to be Andrew Carnegie's home, which, how would you like to have a home like that?
Wow.
The place is just amazing.
When they say, you know, dark lit, smoke-filled rooms where decisions get made, I think of this. This is the room I think of.
Where it happened. Yes.
Where it happened, exactly.
The stairways and the chandeliers.
Oh, my. Golly, yeah.
Yes, it was amazing.
That wood paneling is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, the wrought iron, oh my.
I guess it's number 2 Fifth Avenue. I'm not sure. It's on Fifth Avenue and the corner of 91st Street. And it takes up an entire block.
Wow. Yeah.
It is.
So, and then.
Like that. There were two exhibits. One was about noise, every gadget that makes noise. And one was about people with incredible jobs. This man is working on a tire that
it looks like
on.
A comical prop. I mean, it does.
Yes,
someone
it looks
blew
like
up a tire for
something
a movie.
AI or something. And this is a tire that goes on a piece of heavy equipment that can hold 40-ton loads. So when someone says, do you have a spare tire? He said, yes, we'll have to send a truck to get it.
Yeah. A special truck that is, it can hold big tires. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
I guess you don't go to the gas station and you know, I haven't been in a gas station in years. So they still have an air pump? I guess they don't.
Yeah, some do, some don't. Some are free, some charge money. Yeah, it's a gamble.
Now, if that truck pulls in there, you will be waiting for the air pump for probably about 48 hours.
Yeah, like a day. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know if it would, you know, some gas stations have underhangs. I don't know if the tire itself would fit under the underhang. That man is, you know, 6 foot tall, and it looks like
it's
this tire
possible
is,
he's standing on a stool.
Maybe. Maybe he's standing on the lip of the tire, too. I mean,
probably. That could easily be.
Golly.
That could easily be.
I mean, yeah, that it looks like it's the size of a house. Incredible.
Yeah, so I'll have some fun stuff next week.
And next week, Dick sent over the new Soundcore headphones. I have them both, and they're both super duper interesting. And so I've been testing them out, going from one pair to another. So
they're
next
from
week,
Anchor, and
yes.
One is note taking, and one is not note-taking.
Yes. I found out something interesting, too, is that all of that AI note-taking and translation things, they happen on the case, and not, like, in the headphones or on your phone, which is, so, you know, I was thinking that, like, maybe if you didn't have the case with you, you could do that translate feature. The case is like the microphone. The case is like what you would hand off to the person that you're translating with, which is kind of interesting.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Feature I didn't realize until I had it and started testing it out. So, anyway, there'll be more in the review.
Excellent! Looking forward to that.
Thanks. Okay, let's jump into some gadgets.
Here is gadget number one.
Ooh.
It's June, which means warm weather or even hot weather is coming. So I've started looking for gadgets for hot weather for Gizwiz Show. And also I'm doing a spot for ABC News about outdoor gadgets. When I saw the little ice cannon pro, not just regular, but the pro handheld fan, I had to get it. Because
that sounds
it has
violent,
a retractable
even.
Power cord, an LED flashlight, fast charging. Wow. 22.5 watt charging. And what else did it have? This I don't understand. Digital display, I understand. Cold compress to reduce temperature. What?
I don't know. Okay.
I've not opened it. Ooh, it looks like a die.
Like a
didn't
mummy.
It looks like it does look like a mummy. Mm-mm-mm. All right.
It's bigger than I thought.
All right. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. This is kind of good.
Oh, wow.
All right. And look what's in the box. Lightning connector.
Oh.
Boom, what's in here?
An Apple luckily did away with that. Yeah. So most cold, modern
what
ones
are they
don't
talking
need
about
it.
A cold compress?
You probably put ice in the bag.
Oh, no, that's very funny.
Oh, it's a
oh, you can
lanyard.
Wear it?
Oh.
All right. Oh, my God. Is there a place to hook these things onto? Oh, I guess you hook it onto this. Mm-hmm.
Looks like there might be a little loop next
so now,
to the charging area.
Let's see how to turn it on because it says digital readout. Oh, look at.
Wow.
1%. All right, so we're going to have to charge this up. And then we'll. Oh, yeah, it's working already, right?
Good.
I don't know how long it's going to last with.
That might just be one, the fan speed.
And then we'll find out.
You absolutely got it right.
Oh, that's maybe not 1%.
Oh, there you go.
That you can dial the fan speed.
It's taking off.
Ooh, oh, it blew the camera away.
So we'll read the booklet, and we'll come back in a minute.
All right, so we're learning a little more about this device. And, you know, we're always complaining about battery status indicators on gadgets. There'll be like two or three LEDs. Well, this really is great. All right.
I like that.
It tells you the voltage it's charging at. It also tells you at what point where the battery is. So right now, hang on.
They put a little design into it. And
that we have 57% battery.
That's awesome.
So that's really nice. Now we know a little more about it. These are the instructions. Okay. Right,
word.
Right in there, yeah.
It's one of those half a second, 1 second, 2 seconds, a second and a half, because there is one button to do everything, all right? In the off position, click it twice, for flashlight. Click it twice for SOS.
Actually, SOS,
click it twice,
not just
flashing. Click it twice for off. All right. And you can also do that while the fan is on. I guess it was one long push for on. And remember when I turned it on the very first time, it was that 1%. This is a thing that is not good. Every time you turn it on, it reverts to 1% fan speed. That is not good.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But that is really a nice display. You can turn it all the way up, and I believe on Amazon it's 9 miles an hour. Okay. So that's, I guess that's pretty good. And then, again. And this goes into snowflake. Can you see the snowflake there?
It does go out of focus.
That's on something called semiconductor ice cooling technology. And believe it or not, this little pad here actually gets cold. I mean, it's not going to make you cold. The only thing I can think of is if you're about to pass out, that is cold. All right? I don't know what that does to the battery.
That's the ice pack?
That's the ice pack. Okay. I put it on my scale. It weighs 13.3 ounces. All right. So it is on the heavy side. But if it's really hot out, you wouldn't mind that. Also adjustable. You can stand it up, just fold the hook forward. You can lay it down, and you can aim it where you want it. You know, all in all, I think this is pretty neat, and I think it's pretty quiet. And I think it's really nicely designed. I love the fact that I'm looking around and going, where's the LED window? Where can I see the battery? And, you know, it just lights up through the plastic. So I do like it. And let's see how much it was. $29.99. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. You know what, chat room? I don't know how long this is going to be up here. $9 off. And you know what? I think when I ordered it, I think it was $21. Okay. It's almost $30. But you get $9 off, so it's $21. I do like this. The little ice cannon pro handheld fan.
How cool is that? Oh, it's freezing.
The name is still killing me. The ice cannon.
Cannon.
Why name it after a weapon? I'm like, that seems like not an ice knife. Probably not a great plan either. You know, anyway. That is so... It's like there's a lot of things that I really like about it. And then those few things that the one button and the fact that it doesn't remember the fan speed that it was
that,
just
that is sort of weird that you have to dial your favorite speed every time you shut it off.
Yeah.
However, when we were shooting the video, I could not find my thermometer that reads through the air. And I found it this afternoon. In 90 seconds, it dropped the temperature on that little square from 79 degrees to 52.5 degrees.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so
wow.
It really makes that
cold. Yeah.
Cold, yeah. So if you were out in real heat, this would give you a little quickie relief.
Yeah.
I don't know. The battery seemed to drop rather quickly. But it does have a cold compress feature. It's kind of interesting. And $21 I thought was really reasonable. Is it still there?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
right
it is.
There.
Yeah, $20.90. Yeah. Oh, they changed it to just
Yeah, they show you the end price. And then those mounting points are really hard to see, but do you see right next to where the charging port is, there's like tiny little cutouts? Dickie D, you see that?
Oh, yes.
And so that could be another mounting point for those for that lanyard thing, if you wanted it to like lay on your chest.
Oh, okay. You know, is anybody doing it that way?
I see it in the photos, but it seems like they should have mentioned that their photos so photoshopped.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Pretty cool. And then the other thing is so I like the digital screen. It seems like they put a little bit of effort into it, and I was like, oh, that's amazing. I really like the retractable cord that you can A, charge it, and B, charge other things. That seems really cool.
With the 9,000 milliamp battery built in.
Yeah, so that should charge a phone three times, four times, something like that. So there's a lot of things I like about it, and that little cold compress feature I could absolutely see being a help if you were absolutely dying. Put that on your forehead. Yeah. And
did it come in colors? Can you go back to that screen?
Two colors. Yeah, it has like a dark version. Just
gray and silver.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty good. Nice. What else you got for us?
Okay, I also like this little gadget, a little wearable smart speaker, and here it is.
Today, I cannot resist them many times. So I saw an ad for half price for the wearable Bluetooth speaker. I thought, I need that. First, I thought, why? All right. And then I went over to Amazon and I saw this DeWalt wearable Bluetooth speaker. But look at the price, $58. Ooh. Okay. The photo
for
the one that was deal of the day.
Wait a second.
Kind of looks alike. Deal of the day was regularly $40. Today, $20. So are the specs the same? No. The specs on this are better than that. This says 10 hours of playtime. And the speaker, I believe, the battery, I believe, is 540 milliamps. And
took a bit of doing, but I finally found out that the battery in this is 900 milliamps. So this is claimed to be 20 hours of playtime. So the object here is for people and reading about it, mainly people who work outdoors, especially people who work in construction, who cannot have any kind of head piece, that they would wear this anywhere, and they can talk to it through the built-in mic. Now, I was thinking the only use for this for me would be if the podcast ends, the most likely thing is I would go into heavy construction. And I would be up on beams, you know, 30 feet in the air, and I would need to be talking. So if that happens, I have a speaker.
All right? Yeah. You should go into the jackhammer profession.
I'm not even going to bother playing audio through it because, as you can imagine, with from the size of the speaker, this is not for playing music. However, I had it sitting on my desk, and my phone rang, and I had already paired it. And I took the phone call through this. This sounds so much better than using my phone. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to keep this for phone calls. And you can supposedly talk to AI through it. Now, let me see if I can, if my phone is awake here. And I'll show you what's happening. Hey, Google, what's the weather tomorrow?
Something went wrong. Try again in a few seconds with a high of 76 and a low of
54.
Of course.
I forgot I have so many.
It's very hard to demo it because I unplugged my Google speaker here, but I forgot my computers would answer. Anyway, you should be able to talk to AI through it. You can play music through it. You can fast forward and go back with, you know, like 2 seconds. The volume control has a handy dandy clip on the back. Okay. And I guess this is not magnetic. Oh, it's a little bit magnetic, but this is too heavy for that. It also has a magnet built in, so you can attach it to your toolbox if you want. You know what? To tell you the truth, I think for $20.
I like it.
This is worth it if you have a use for it. Okay. The company is Tizo.
Tozo. Which is actually a well-known company.
Earbuds.
I have some of their headphones.
Yep.
And it just comes with a little USB-C cable. So if you're in construction, pal, or you need a wearable Bluetooth speaker, check this out. And I'm going to have I'm going to have Chad go to Amazon because when I checked it earlier today, it was half price. So it was selling for $19.99. Anyway, that's it. I like it a lot. And, I'm sending out resumes for if you're putting up a building.
Yeah.
You're putting up a building. Call me because I have this.
You'll be ready. You will be ready.
I'll be ready. I don't have a jackhammer, but I have a Bluetooth speaker.
I really, really like it. Tozo is a brand that I've seen on Amazon a lot, and they've even been to trade shows. So I've seen them at CES, and I've seen them around. They're not an
unknown. This thing is very nicely built.
Yeah, yeah. I actually have worked in construction, Dickie D.
Really?
Very briefly for like 3 months, and it wasn't heavy construction. We installed AV equipment, but you know, I thought I'd be walking into like fully built homes, like a home that was already built. It was construction sites, running wires, digging ditches to get to the pool house, to run the coax or whatever. You know, I was on it. It was a true construction site. And everybody had a boombox playing music. We were in Texas, so it was all Spanish music. Couldn't understand any of it.
Right.
I wish everybody had their own little personal Bluetooth speaker so badly. That would have been awesome. That would be great. And this has like every feature I feel like you'd want. A good enough speaker, the clip for putting it on you, a magnet, and I like those big buttons. I really, really like this gadget a lot.
And the price, $20, I think, is
Really
decent. Yeah. Really decent.
Yeah. And I mean, it's something I feel like I could even take to the beach a little bit, you know, and
yeah.
things like that. So, I really think this is a good, like it's a very interesting purpose-built gadget that I think is pretty cool. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent.
I like it. I like it. And yeah, good price. That seems... If I was spending $20 on a pair of Bluetooth headphones, I'd be happy. $20 on a Bluetooth speaker, pretty happy. Okay, cool.
Perfect. And finally, another what the heck is it?
Another what the heck is it? We have a person passing by. Uh-huh. Yes. You, sir. What the heck is it?
Oh, man. They look like
they are to wear on your eyes when you have sore eyes.
Pretty close.
That was like guesses? LED earplugs, so that you can wear them at a rave.
Boy, two great guesses. They are battery powered shoe lights.
Oh, would have never guessed.
And you know what?
Oh, they're looking for Crocs. Here, oh my gosh, they're made. They're gibbets.
I didn't see this before. This looks like something Chad could use.
Yes.
Because in one of the videos, when he was doing an outdoor spot, he was wearing clogs.
Crocs.
And
like a crocodile.
We will.
I
pause.
Did correct it with the subtitle.
You have to take these screws out to get to the battery.
Oh.
To take the paper cover off the battery.
No.
Oh, my God.
So we'll be back in 45 minutes.
No.
Well, this is absolutely ridiculous. All right. So we got the back off this. Then you have to take the battery out.
What?
And then you have to take this. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's the most... obtrusive, version of that wrong. I've ever seen.
Yeah. Normally there's that little piece of plastic slide
this.
Out.
Alright. I hate this. Alright, back. And then I won't bore you to tears. We'll put this back together and then you'll join me again. Okay, it's done. All right, now, evidently you press on the lens and that'll turn it on. And then there are three modes. I think the other modes are slow flashing and fast flashing. Now, if this doesn't go on, I have a standby for it.
Okay.
I hate this.
That looks all like right. Where they may be heading.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Wow, that was worth it. Oh, slow flashing. All right. You know.
If you have the patience.
If you have the patience. I'm only doing one. Now, I'll tell you what else.
In the pause, which really was like 40 minutes, I thought, who wants to bother with this? Oh, by the way, I think they came from Five Below, so they were $5. I had no idea I was going to hate them so much. Oh, and then all the warnings about the batteries. This product contains button cell batteries. Death or serious injury can occur if ingested. Internal chemical burns in as little as 2 hours. I thought, these are like pitched toward kids, although the kids wouldn't be. You have to, it took me a little bit of time to find a screwdriver small enough. Nothing comes with it. So I went online and I thought, doesn't someone make rechargeable shoe lights? And they do. I saw this first, okay? This is no good because it's a rechargeable shoe light with one cord. So you have to charge them individually. And then I went back and I found this. Now, these look big, but at least you can charge the two of them at one time. And also over here, you can buy really cute ones. Like these are bunnies.
The same thing, where it's one USB cable to charge the two of them. And they're cheap. These are just $379, but they look big. But these look like they can go anywhere, where these, I think maybe they're called Crocs. Maybe I have the wrong name for them.
They are Crocs.
Seems to indicate, this has a clip on it, that they can go on regular sneakers. I don't know why you need them, but those are $10. And these are USB-C charging, okay? So that's the way to go. Then you don't have to bother with batteries. Anyway, I have no use for them. I'd rather walk around and bump into things in the night.
Or carry a flashlight.
And carry a flashlight. Oh, I wish I had a flashlight.
I brought my Crocs out because, yeah, you could, I guess, stick those into the hole and then they'd live on top of the Croc, but yeah.
Well, I guess if you had them installed and you got up in the middle of the night, it might be something.
Yeah.
But I would certainly get, as a matter of fact, I'll show them. I finally, when I finished doing the spot, I thought, wait a minute, $379, that's so cheap. I'm going to order them. So we'll see what they look like in person next
All
week.
Right. All right, good.
But these I don't like that battery thing.
Holy moly. I mean, really, you need a specialty tool to get into the back of them. These ones don't even show the screws that you have on the edge.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
That's so funny. And then these got, whoa, all sorts of other lights. Oh, this is when... Search shoe light. Holy moly, there's all sorts of LED things. But yeah, this was the one you looked at, but it only had one light. Yeah.
But I had no idea this is like a whole category. Wow.
So at some of the running stores I've seen, they do have like running shoe lights I think it's less for you to see and more for others to see you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because I don't think that they're not the best at actually lighting your path very well.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right.
I've definitely seen, you know, professional shoe lights out there on the market.
We could be the first to start selling shoe stop lights. For the back of the shoes.
Maybe when you stop moving, they turn red.
They go on.
And then when you start moving, they turn green because you're good. You're going, and then slow down.
I see a million-dollar thing here. And when you do this with your head, they're turn signals.
Yeah,
they'll
I like
also
it.
Be turn signals.
I like it. Well, you need the stoplight earrings to go along with that. You know, so as you can run. We'll call up Shark Tank next week.
Yes.
With that, I think it's time to get a bit crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okay, dokie. We asked the patrons what they wanted, and here were their options, Dickie D. Miniature gadgets.
I should be so good at guessing this right.
Lately, you haven't been very good, but you
won. Not at all.
You did have a really good streak early on. So, okay, miniature gadgets, tiny but mighty, so tiny size gadgets.
I like that already.
Secondhand store gadgets, so anything from a Goodwill or any other type of thrift store. And finally, gadgets for kids. So it could be educational, creative, or just designed with kids in mind. What do you think?
Boy, I think the most interesting to me is tiny gadgets.
Okie dokie. The results are
How wrong am I?
Da, 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 da. Correct! You got it right! You have broken your streak. There you go.
Okay. All right. My losing streak is over.
Miniature gadgets won. So, mini bowling. I recorded this earlier, so let's take a look.
Okay, so here we are with the first of the mini gadgets, and today we are taking a look at mini bowling, the classic thing that you normally have to go all the way to a bowling alley to experience. Here we are, have it in miniature form. It includes the lane, the pins. The lane even has some gutters for gutter balls. And then at the front, there is a hole for this little peg to go into. And so now you can aim where you want the bowling balls, which are these ball bearings, to go. So, let's see. We have all the pins. It looks like we almost have too many pins, if I can count correctly. I think we should only have 10 pins, and this looks like more in case they get lost or something like that. So, that one was difficult to put in. I wish that this had some type of guide for putting these pins away. So, we have 5 extra pins, 10 there, and let's try it out. Oh, whoa. There you go. I got 3.
That was
3.
Pretty good.
Oh, I knocked another one down. I'm trying to actually play this as if you would actually play it. So clear those away. This is quite finicky, quite difficult to do. I do wish it had a little bit extra. So now I'll change my shot. I realize I can just kind of set that there, which gives me a little bit of aim ability. And nice.
Wow, you're natural at this.
Hooray. Spare. I don't know bowling. There you go. Mini bowling. Let's check it out.
That is pretty cute. Oh, I just lost your audio.
Sorry about that. Okay. I think this would be fun to just put on your coffee table around the house.
I think so too.
A desk toy, that type of thing. Kind of fun to have around. Inexpensive, only $12 for the whole set. And other than kind of wanting some guide to help me put the pins down, it really has everything.
I think it's very cute.
Yeah. And pretty good reviews over 2,000.
Wow, 2,800 people.
Yeah, almost 3,000 reviews. This company, Three Otters, I kept finding it so weird that it would say on the side, explore more Three Otters, find surprises. Explore Three Otters, find surprises. That's all it says. And that just, that English was not Englishing for me. I just did not understand what that meant.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it's the name of the company. Three Otters is the name of the company. So actually, I haven't explored Three Otters. Let's explore Three Otters and see what else they have. Oh, a lot of little kids' toys. Yeah. Okay, not a lot.
Oh,
but
soldiers? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of cute. So there you go. Miniature bowling. We'll have a whole bunch of more mini gadgets. I'm looking forward to this theme. And
no,
thank
it sounds
you
great. Yeah.
To the patrons for voting on it. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, so Mo Torres, who is our most frequent contributor and most loyal fan, said, guys, I found a fun new gadget.
Ooh.
And he sent us this video.
Oh, I like the LEDs.
Can you set the timer for 1 minute?
Sure, no problem. Let me do that.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a presentation. Oh,
that's so cool. A digital hourglass.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's clever.
I really like it. I assume you could maybe change it from a minute to something else? Cute.
Oh, it's beeping.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey. It's done.
It's a whole production.
It is. It has a script. I'm invested in where the story's going.
Hey, guys. Today, I bring you the LED digital hourglass timer. You can set it from 1 minute to 30 minutes and 59 seconds.
Ooh.
It's rechargeable. As you can see, it's portable. You don't have to have it plugged in. You can also set it for infinite time. So it keeps, supposedly, according to the website, it keeps running and it just resets once it gets to the bottom. This is a great hourglass, digital hourglass.
I love the animation.
It cost me $12.99 and I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So what do you think about it?
I think it's super cute. It's like actually mesmerizing to see it as dots are going down. I think it's a cute gift for someone. And
yeah, the website says it could be used as a sensory toy for relaxation as well. So it's pretty cool. And it's got great ratings. It's only 44 at the time of this video, but it's 4.5 stars. I like it. You?
I think it's very cute.
One user said that they got up to 1 month of use for different things around the home. All right. Bye now. Thank you.
I like it. I think it could be like a really cool, almost like task timer, you know, if you want to spend, I'm going to spend 30 minutes cleaning up the house. You know, it's like a really cool visual timer. I like that a lot.
Wait a minute. Did Scooter Rex find it for $3?
What? Let me see. I'm opening that and let me open up.
$3.33.
Yeah. Yeah. He found it on the Alibaba for this. Don't be fooled by the welcome deal. It's something else. But yeah, look at that.
Oh wow.
And
I like the
colors
black and
as well.
Red too.
Yeah. Change your color. That's interesting. Here it is on Amazon. I just realized they threw a sand timer in there. The last one was
that's a riot.
Made out of sand. I almost didn't notice that. On Amazon, only $13. I really like the animation. So there's
and you can just leave it plugged in if you want to have it as a decoration. It looks like USB-C too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I wish that the back maybe was a bit more like a better menu than just four buttons, but still pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, so, I do too.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for sending that over, Mo. Oh, look at that. Wait, what?
What is that?
What is that? Oh my gosh.
No.
And that's so cool. I guess maybe the digital display on the front will change when you hit all those little buttons and stuff.
Oh, maybe.
You know, there's different modes and things.
Oh, it's tiny. It said the actual thing is only 4 inches high?
Yeah, it did look small. So there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
2.5 by 4 inches. Yeah, yeah. If that.
Oh, when it's turned on its side, you get the smiley face.
I can't quite tell.
Oh, I don't know.
Or maybe that's just a different mode because there's four buttons on the back, and one of them is mode.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay. Well, that's really nice.
Yeah. Has quite a lot of little features.
A lot of stuff at $13.
And the brand is so easy to pronounce.
Oh, that's just fun.
Fudapoo. Thank you, Mo, for sending that over. That's great. With that, how can people send in their videos?
Okay, videos. We're always looking for new videos. Anything to do with a gadget. It can be something you just bought, like Mo. Gadget you bought and hated. But our favorite, old tech, something you have in the basement that you paid a lot for, is worthless now. But at the time was, wow, that you own that. That was pretty amazing. Anything to do with a gadget. 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. Just make sure we can hear your voice and see the gadget. Upload it to YouTube. You can click unlisted. That way only people with the URL will be able to see it, and send the URL to us. Mail at gizwiz.tv. We have, I think, one more gadget left to go. So get us another. Mail at gizwiz.tv.
Now, do it now. And then Scooter X also found, which is before we move off, this is like a DIY kit where you make it the same type of thing yourself, but it's in plexiglass instead.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out too.
Okay.
With that, let's move into the letter. Now.
And strangely, it's like an all Mo ending to the show. He says, Dick, I have a great picture, and it's from the Security Now podcast. And it's kind of funny, but is there a deeper meaning to this? Okay.
Worries over AI surpassing us may be overblown because AI has been trained on human input. And then it says here, please close the gate to keep the seagulls out.
AI decided that...
No, I think it's just saying whatever stupid human decided to put this sign up, you know, AI is going to be trained off of us.
Now I get it. Okay. It reminds me of an Alec Guinness movie where he's some sort of a spy and they're in an outdoor restaurant and the gates are woven bamboo and they start talking and he says, wait a minute. He walks up and he closes the bamboo gate.
So they can
now discuss their plans. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Mo, thank you. Thank you twice, Mo.
That's great. I completely agree. Your correct answer, be it human or AI, is all based off of perception. and perception is a very easy thing to mess up. Or to just, you know, you perceive it one way, I perceive it a different way, or whatever. And anyway, thank you, Mo, for sending that over. And a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support the show every single episode. Thank you so much for that. And you support us by helping me decide what theme to choose in the crappy corner. So if you like the show and want to give back, you can give back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's our Patreon page where you can support us every single episode. Or you can head on over to gizwiz.tv. There is a Patreon tab at the top of the website that'll take you to a banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. But also there is a PayPal link. So if you want to support us via PayPal, you can support us right there on our website. Speaking of our website, gizwiz.tv, that's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. We'll be there with the live stream. Please, I encourage you to join the chat room and chat along with our fantastic community of gadget enthusiasts. They're gadget crazies just like us, so we love them. And if you catch us after the fact, all of our episodes are there on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on YouTube, Apple Podcasts. We are all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder about that 4K projector that had a webcam-looking device that would scan your home and put AI artwork on the side of it, gizwiz.biz, that's the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It, the game show online where you get to guess the gadget. This is the entire gadget, and I hate to give it away, but this is a teardrop mold for getting the perfect icy teardrops for your costumes. I hate to give it away. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in. Six Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. Hopefully more clever than mine. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. The instructions are there on the page. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.